The last podcast about Maria versus France, I entitled When the Strasbourg Doors Shut. And the reason I do that is that when you have a decision which says that an article of the convention does not apply or is not violated, it's a very categorical decision. It's a decision which can then be applied to all similar cases because it's easy. It's not a violation. End of the matter. When you have a judgment like MSS, which finds a violation, it has found a violation in this particular case. So the door has opened, but you don't know yet how wide the door is open, so that you don't know exactly what the court is going to say in the next case, because the next case might be a little bit different. So, because of the tremendous impact of non-violation verdicts, I want to give a few more examples of those in this podcast now. One of them we met at the very beginning of this series, and that was the Abdulaziz, Cabales and Balkandeli case, which basically established that in principle there is no right to family reunion in the Strasbourg Convention system. In a few cases, actually violation of Article 8 because of a failure to allow a member of the family to join the rest of the family have happened. But these are really exceptional cases. So overall, the doors are shut. Another example of non-violation verdict with tremendous implications is the case of N against the United Kingdom, where the applicant was returned while being in very bad health to the country of origin, so that it was very clear that death would ensue and would ensue quite quickly. One might have felt that in such situations we needed to show humanity and to let the person remain, especially possibly if it's a parent with young children. But this has not been the view of the European Court of Human Rights, which has found that there was no violation of Article 2, the right to life, or Article 3, inhuman and degrading treatment, in the case of N. So that's another case where the case law has been unable to develop afterwards. Another example is the case of Saabi against the United Kingdom, which involved an Iraqi doctor who arrived at Heathrow and claimed asylum. He said that he had just been helping and treating dissidents to the regime and that his life was at risk. When he first arrived, there was no place for him in an immigration center, so he was sent to a hotel and asked to present himself to the authorities the next day, which he did 3 days in a row. But he was put in detention, even though it was quite clear that he was not going to abscond. The European Court of Human Rights accepted the British government's argument that they needed to have asylum seekers at hand to be able to interview them at any time, thus to detain them, when it was quite clear that one would not expect them to be successful in their asylum application because they were coming from a country which was not regarded as generating lots of problems for refugees. So in the light of this judgment, detention for administrative convenience of managing to process asylum cases very quickly became allowed. So very, very difficult to contest that afterwards. So as I have explained, the purpose then of this podcast is really to insist that non-violation verdicts can have a tremendous impact in the future. Interestingly, they are not necessarily those that are most talked about, either in the media, because you know the government is not going to make a fuss about them, or even amongst lawyers, because lawyers, I think, overall prefer to try to find a way of claiming rights and defending rights. And here, a door is shut, so nobody talks about it.